a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
I got to run, keep from hiding, and I'm bound to keep on riding. I've got one more silver dollar, but I'm not gonna let them catch me, no. Not gonna let them catch the Midnight Rider.
Live from the middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night, welcome aboard. This is the Midnight Rider for Thursday night, the 24th of January, 2008. My name is Mike Chambers. Glad you are with us for the broadcast. I'm going to be a busy broadcast tonight. We've got clips for you from the big debate that happened tonight. Yes, we will have clips from Ron Paul's appearance tonight, and that was abysmal, folks. I mean, they gave the guy five questions, and he had the opportunity to ask one. McCain and Romney both had a dozen questions or more asked of each of them, and it's just incredible, and just an abysmal performance on the part of NBC. But what else do you expect? I mean, you know, this guy's got answers; the rest of them don't. And that was that was indicated tonight again. It was incredible just sitting here watching it. Ron Paul went almost 20 minutes at the beginning of the debate. I mean, if I'd have been him, I'd have asked for a chair since I was going to be a spectator instead of just having to stand there and you could tell he was visibly getting a little torqued. And they finally got a question to him, and then it was like, whoa. But yeah, we'll have some of those clips tonight. I've got a Henry Kissinger clip that you've got to hear,
where Hines talks about the globalism. He loves globalism. Bring it on.
Not cared in the least about the United States. Just about globalism. And I've got that clip for you. I made an attempt to get in touch with Albert Howard last night and today to be on the program tonight. To talk about the New Hampshire recount. I have not heard back from Albert, and hopefully perhaps he will call in tonight. There's absolutely been like a total media blackout of anything going on regarding a Republican recount. I mean, nothing. Nothing whatsoever. And, I mean, I've been looking all day long, it's crazy. I mean, it literally is crazy. And so... it's a crying shame. I mean, it is really a crying shame. And so it pains me that, there's no information out. I mean, you don't know how far they are, where they started at, or anything like that. And but hopefully we'll get some answers here in the next 24 hours or so regarding where the recount is at. And, so, because they were supposed to start at 9 a.m. this morning at the State Archives and Records Management Building down at 71 South Fruit Street. Now, if you're in New Hampshire, you may want to boogie on down there tomorrow and see what the heck's going on. But anyway, we'll come back and get into all of this and more. If you want to join us on the telephone tonight, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. 313-9443, you're locked and loaded and plugged in to the Midnight Rider.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Back here on the Midnight Rider. Glad you're with us tonight, as always. I mean, it just tickles me pink that you're here. And it's time now. Time now. For Mouseketeer Roll Call. We do this every night. Check in on the chat rooms and see what is going on and find out who's there and give a little recognition for hanging out with the program in the RBN chat room at Republic Broadcasting. .org. We've got Catherine, Cherished Heart, CPR Radio. One of our micro guys, by the way. Very cool. Gulag 2008 is there, Chris, Snicky Weasel, and Suzette. Then over in the Midnight Rider Show chat room, we have Aaron, who stepped away, by the way, probably bathroom break. A. Barry Jane, Blip, Boondock, Buffalo Soldier, C. Kemp 6205, Doug, Hard True Soldier Chick, Josh K. Bowser, Chris Lee, Lucas, Manny, Mind in the Store, Michael, Mike CTW, Rachel Blue Eyes, Rock Turner, Slacker, Sidetracked One, the Double O Viper, and Violently Sweet. I've got to say this. We've got Slacker, Sidetracked, and the Viper. All in the chat rooms. Those guys, I think, were listening from like one of the very first programs. I know the Double O Viper was. We have Mac Daddy who's in the chat room a lot too. And Mac Daddy heard the very first one, and he's still listening. Poor man. And a lot of Sidetracked and Viper and Slacker. Been around a long, long time with the program. And dear friends, and I appreciate them being here every night for the show. And if you would like to suggest a guest, you got comments or ideas about the show, drop me a note, please. That email address is mike@midnightwritershow.com. That's mike@midnightwritershow.com. And matter of fact, the amount of mail that I have been getting lately has gone up, and it's a ton of good information. I mean, good information. And a couple of guest ideas that I'm going to look into possibly getting on the show here in the near future. By the way, speaking of guests, Tom James of hempusa.org is going to be on with us on Tuesday night. He was on with Herzog earlier today, and I guess he's going to be on with Rick Adams sometime next week too. But we're going to have Tom on, and we're going to get into industrial hemp. We're going to get into all of that. He'll talk some about his products too, because I just love his stuff. And Tom is just the best guy in the world. And so we'll have Tom on next Tuesday night. And then tomorrow night on the show, we've got the Young Guns Roundtable, although I haven't asked Doug and Michael yet, but I'm sure they're good for it. But we'll have Lee Rogers, Doug, Owen, and Michael Vail on with us. Three of the Internet's news gurus. I mean, these guys are flat pumping it out, and the traffic to their websites is incredible. I mean, it is incredible. What these guys are starting to generate, and they do this in their spare time. And these guys are true patriots, getting news and information out and commentary. I mean, Doug even posted an article of mine today that I actually took down and spent a couple of minutes writing regarding this Henry Kissinger clip we're going to play here in a little while. The main website, the Midnight Writers Show, is kind of like an adjunct website. And as a matter of fact, I've not had a chance to update it this week. But my main website is truthnetradio.com for the network that I operate in. And so we've got a lot of news there as well. And as a matter of fact, that Henry Kissinger clip, if you want to see it, is there. And plus some of the Ron Paul clips we're going to play tonight are there as well. If you want to go over there and watch them later on, you certainly can. Man, these guys are flat putting the information out. And I'm just tickled to death to be associated with them in any way. And they will be on the program tomorrow night for the Young Guns Round Table. But Tom James on Tuesday night, we're putting together some more shows and the like for the very near future. We're going to do one with Carol on preparedness, and I still have not had a chance to get to call her yet because there's just a ton of things that I'm doing here during the day that's just crazy. From the minute I get up to the minute I go to bed, it's pure pandemonium around here. But nevertheless, you know, this is kind of like one of the highlights of my day. I do two shows a day. Those are the highlights of the day. Getting to get on and talk with you guys and just, you know, share some time and just talk about stuff. And I absolutely love and adore it and couldn't think of doing anything else. This is what I enjoy doing and not the only thing I can do good or do well. Not that I do this well, but it's about all I know how to do is run my mouth. And so I do it. And I enjoy it, and I thank John and Sandra at RBN for giving me the opportunity, and a lot of people who were talking about me and saying, hey, you might want to try this guy out, and that was cool. And it's just cool to be part of what's going on, the growth of RBN. RBN has grown. We've got a number of stations that are coming on. You know, more and more people want to hear this message. And a lot of that, some of that is in part due to Ron Paul. And I think that's just a super thing. But we'll get the Henry clip a little bit later. We're going to get the Ron Paul clips going here in just a bit. Something I talked about on my afternoon show today is there is a study out for the center from the Center of Public Integrity, and they went through and looked at all the media clips and everything in the run up to the Iraq War, and there was a book by a guy named Frank Rich, who's a columnist and journalist, who had written a book called The Greatest Story Ever Sold that I had read late last year, and he deals with very much the same thing and just breaks it down piece by piece. These people at this center, and then one other, and I can't remember the other one right off the top of my head, went and looked through all this stuff. They cited 935 instances where the Bush administration, either George W. Bush or a member of his administration, blatantly lied about Iraq, that they had ties to 9/11, ties to Al-Qaeda, weapons of mass destruction, all of that. George Bush himself lied over 500 times. Over 500 times, which to me is just, it's unconscionable that you could do it that many times and get away with it. And it's just a sad, sad state of affairs. And you've got a guy, 935 lies, not 135 lies, 935. Now, that doesn't include follow-up questions. That doesn't include members of Congress who went out and sold the lie. That doesn't include senators. That doesn't include pundits. So the lie was perpetrated probably tens of thousands of times. Tens of thousands of times in the run-up to the Iraq War. And you know the old line, if you're never going to tell a lie, tell a big one and tell it often. And they did, and they sold it, and they convince the American people of going to war with Iraq, when in fact the plans were being drawn up on Bush's first day in office, January 20th, 2001. They had planned on attacking Iraq from the get-go, and they used 9/11. It doesn't matter whether you think 9/11 is an inside job or not. They used 9/11 as the impetus to make it all happen. And so they sold Americans on the idea of going to war with Iraq and Afghanistan, and at the same time sold Americans on the idea of giving up their liberties and freedoms to stay safe. And it just, it's unconscionable what these people have done. And my job, and I, you know, is to sit here and expose it. And I'm going to. These people, John McCain, you know, here's John McCain, Mitt Romney, Mike Huckabee, and Rudy Giuliani now continuing to support this war, even though they know it's all based on lies. All of it based on a lie. And thousands of our kids dead and wounded. Over a million Iraqis dead. Now look, you know, they've been talking about how the surge has been so successful. Well, I found out some dandy information. Come to find out, it's not the military success that has slowed some of the violence down in Iraq. It's the fact that the U.S. military is paying the Iraqis not to fight. So they've been paying people off not to go out and fight. But here's the problem. Commanders on the ground now are worried because there's been delays in getting budget measures approved for the military. These guys are running out of money and very soon are either going to have to stop paying these guys or cut back on their pay to keep them from fighting. And they've got these guys patrolling their areas and that kind of stuff. And that portion of it is cool. But the mere fact that they've not calmed anything, they've not dispatched any enemies, they've just paid them not to fight. It's more profitable for these Sunnis to sit around and not fight. They're still armed. They still pose a threat. They still got IEDs. But we're buying them off. Hey, what you know, here, tell you what, if you don't hit me, we'll have a beer. How's that? That's great. Let's go. But it's the same darn thing. Talking about how we're having such great success in Iraq. How the surge worked. No, the cash worked. Money talked and BS walked. And when the money runs out, the fighting's going to start right back up again. It just never stops. Never stops. All right, we'll start up on some of these Ron Paul clips when we come back on the other side. If you want to join us, 800-313-9443. And then later on in the night, we've got the Everett Kissinger clip. that will make you want to puke. Don't go anywhere. You're locked and loaded with the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Rider 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 if you want to join us on the program tonight. All right, straight into the debate tonight. We've got five clips. One of the clips that's been made available is not there in total, and I'm hoping that by the end of the broadcast we'll have the first question that was asked of Ron Paul. And of course we've got Ron Paul here also talking to John McCain, and McCain's answers, and this is a couple clips down the road, you're going to love them, because they're no answer at all. I mean, McCain looks stupid. But here we go. First clip, Ron Paul, these clips aren't very long, because Ron Paul didn't get a lot of time to answer. He had the least amount of time made available to him of all the candidates. They asked three straight questions that were going down the line. Ron Paul's turn is next. Boom, they shoot to another question. And then go back to the top three. although Rudy Poot is not the not in the top three, but they've been treating him like as if he is now. Although he is in Florida, which may be why they did the top three there and then went on. So we'll see. I mean, if you're Rudy Giuliani, you've got to be upset. You spent all this money, you've staked your entire campaign on the state of Florida, and you're running third. Something wrong. I mean, he's been running English ads and Spanish ads. And somebody somehow hasn't got the message. All right, but here's the first clip of Ron Paul that we have for you tonight from the debate.
30 seconds of your own. Well, I think that we can't run on that program. I think what we have to run on is an old-fashioned Republican program. I can't be identified with this. I'm known as the taxpayer's best friend. I've never voted for a tax increase, and I voted for the least amount of spending, so I'm not part of that crowd. But what we need to do is reinstate Republican principles, then we could run on it, but we have drifted a long way from that, and that is because all these programs. But there was never my participation in this. I was waving a flag the whole time saying, slow up, slow up. This isn't going well. And here we are. We're at the verge of bankruptcy. We're moving into a new era, believe it or not, with the dollar in our economy and the world economy. This is a new era.
Congressman Thomas.
Yeah, that is certainly right. We're moving into a new era. It is called broke as a freaking joke. Country called bankruptcy. Can you say bankruptcy? Sure. I knew you could. And that's where we're at in this country, and it is not getting any better. You've got the Dow up again today, but again, you've got this plunge protection team playing these games, going in and buying things up, and they're trying to keep propped up the financial sector. That's what they're focusing on, is the financial sector. And, yeah, you've got the Dow up, and you're going, oh, yeah, that's great. But it's certainly not helping anything. In the long run, it's not going to help anything. All this is just a Band-Aid. It's just a Band-Aid. But the thing is, the body, this patient's bleeding internally. Band-Aid ain't going to do squat. Oh, I see you have a boo-boo. Let's get you a Band-Aid. Oh, I didn't know you was bleeding internally. Well, take the Band-Aid anyway. We know it's not going to help, but he looks good on the TV, don't it? Yeah. Little Bactine on it. Yeah, take away the pain. But the fact remains is the economy is falling apart. The dollar is falling apart. It takes almost $1.48 to make a euro right now. Almost $2 to make a pound, a British pound. Absolutely incredible. Next clip. Would you please, Maestro?
Was the war a good idea, worth the blood and treasure that we have spent?
It was a very bad idea, and it wasn't worth it. The Al-Qaeda wasn't there then. They're there now. There were no weapons of mass destruction. Had nothing to do with 9/11. There was no aggression. This decision on policy was made in 1998 under the previous administration because they called for the removal of Saddam Hussein. It wasn't worth it. And it's a sad story because we started that war, and we should never be a country that starts war needlessly.
Governor Huckabee was...
Yeah, and he was the only one there that's against the war. The rest of them, oh, yeah, we're there. Fight them over there so we don't have to fight them over here. All based on a lie, fellas. All a lie. None of it true. And you continue to support it. Now, what does that say about our candidates? What does it say about these people that are arrayed there seeking the nomination of their party to lead the country, to lead the strongest nation of the free world? It says they're a bunch of freaking criminals just like the rest of them. And the only person who provides any type of difference or relief from what awaits us is Dr. Ron Paul. He's the only one that sounds any different. The rest of them sound the same. They just got different accents. All right, the John McCain plunge protection team question from Ron Paul is coming up next. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low. Anyway, the wind blows doesn't really matter to me.
Baba. On the Republic Broadcasting Network, also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network. And on KU Satellite, 22,500 miles above the surface of the planet in geosynchronous orbit, beaming down the message of truth, liberty, and freedom all across the fruited plain, a big, huge footprint all over the North American continent. Beautiful, beautiful satellite G25 standing up there just beaming it down. And I want to say hello to everybody listening on our low-power FM and AM stations across the country and to our micro-broadcast operators who are out there making our job so much easier, and all the fine AM and FM affiliates that have signed on here with RBN in the last few weeks and months that are now beaming this message out to their cities, want to thank you. Thank you for carrying our programs and getting this message out. And you guys do a fine service for your country, all of you. Everybody listening, everybody who operates these micros and the AM and FMs out there, man, it's just it's a big bonus for us. And it literally gives us the opportunity to get this message out to millions of people. And I am thankful for the opportunity just to do that. And it means a ton. All right, back to the debates. The debate tonight down in Florida, in the beautiful city of Boca Raton. Somebody said Boca Raton, is that a retirement home? And I said, no, Florida is a retirement home. All the snowbirds from Massachusetts and New York down there now. And I guess it's where many of them will probably vote. I guess some of them probably voting in both states. I don't know. I know some of that goes on. And some states allow it, if I remember right. Because I think back in the 2004 election, there was a big, huge dust-up about it, how people were going to be voting in two states. All right, this piece right here is where Ron Paul gets to ask a question. And he asks the question of John McCain. It just totally shows John McCain knows nothing about economics. He doesn't know anything about money policy. He doesn't know anything except war. Yeah. That's all he knows. And staying in Iraq 100 years. It's the only thing he knows. It's all he's concerned about. And when it comes to the economy, he could give a rip less. Just keep the money coming, baby, so we can fire up the military-industrial complex. Here's this clip.
My question is for Senator McCain. This is an economic question that I want to ask. It has to do with the president's working group on financial markets. I'd like to know what your opinion is of this and whether you would keep it in place, what their role would be, if you or you would get rid of this group. And if you kept the group, would you make sure we would see some sunlight and know what they're doing and how they're being involved in our markets?
Well, obviously, we'd like to see more sunshine. But I, as president, as every other president, rely primarily on my Secretary of the Treasury, on my Council of Economic Advisors, on the head of that. I would rely on a circle that I have had developed over many years of people like Jack Kemp, Phil Graham, Warren Rudman, Pete Peterson, and the Concord Group. I have a process of leadership, Ron, that is sort of an inclusive one that I have developed, a circle of acquaintances and people that are supporters and friends of mine who I've worked with for many, many years.
So you'd get rid of
you remember group? Back in 1982 when Phil Graham and Warren Rudman and Graham Latta and all of those people got the first real tax cuts done, the real first real restraints in taxes. I was there. You were there. And I rely on those people to a much larger degree than any, quote, formal organization, although the Secretary of Treasury is obviously one of the key and important posts that I would have.
Senator, thank you. Governor Hunt.
If you didn't get to watch the debate tonight, when Ron Paul asked McCain this question, McCain's like, huh? And you can see in his eyes, and you know what's working in his mind. What the hell is the Pledge Protection Team? Is that like a group of lifeguards when I'm here going off the high dive, or what's the deal? I mean, he's totally clueless. I mean, it's like, I need to get Kissinger on the phone to ask him this question. I mean, he is just like totally out of the loop. It's like, whoa, you want to ask me a military question? I'll take a military question. Alex, can I have the military for 400, please? No. It's Plunge Protection Team, and it's Double Jeopardy, baby. And Ron Paul set him up. Set him up. He looked like a literal goof. Well, I'm going to rely on Jack Kemp and Graham Rudman and all Warren Rudman, Phil Graham, and yeah, more of these same lackeys and cronies that caused part of the problems in the past. Oh, yeah, we had the Grand Rubin Budget Balancing Act and all that kind of stuff, but how long has it been since the budget's been balanced? Thank you, Johnny. Little Johnny Mac. That was the highlight of the night. Quite honestly, that was the highlight of the night. Where Ron Paul just gets to bust Johnny Mac in the chops. I mean, that made my night right there. Watching that happen. That was just classic. It was wonderful to sit and watch as Ron Paul gave it to McCain. Nice little question. McCain, of course, avoided it. Didn't answer it. Well, I would rely on all these people as far as a formal group. I'd rely on the Secretary of Treasury. Yeah. I mean, Ron Paul should have just asked, John, do you know what the plunge protection team is? Yeah. Lifeguards, right? Yeah. No. They're the people that are buying up a ton of stocks to keep the stock market from crashing, you idiot. Jeez. This guy wants to be president. He wants to be the man. Wants to be the guy to step up to the plate. Yeah, that's him. Freaking little criminal. Little traitor. I mean, that's what he is. He's a traitor, folks. You know, divorced his little wife who'd been in a car wreck, and she kept the news from him while he was a prisoner in Vietnam because she didn't want to upset him. Come back, he hangs with her a couple years. He finds him some hot-looking babe, and lo and behold, her daddy has an Anheuser-Busch franchise. Big one in Arizona. Come 1980, bye-bye, Miss McCain. Hello, new Miss McCain. There you go, Johnny Mac. All right, next clip we got here, Ron Paul on the debate here tonight. And I believe this question is about Social Security.
I'd like to talk about Social Security. The last time you ran for president and the Libertarian Party candidate, you filled out a questionnaire asking about Social Security, and you said, quote, abolish it. There are 3.5 million people in Florida who rely on Social Security payments. Are you still in favor of abolishing Social Security?
Yes, but not overnight. Matter of fact, my program is the only one that is going to be able to take care of the elderly. I'd like to get the young people out of it, just in the next generation, because there's no money there. And they're going to have to pay 50 years and they're not going to get anything. There's no money there. Now, I'm saying I'd take care of all the elderly, all those who are dependent, but I would save the money from this wild spending overseas. We can save hundreds of billions of dollars and still take care of the elderly. Right now, they're getting behind because they're having a 10 to 12% inflation rate, and we give them a 2% increase, so they're really hurting. I don't want taxes on the Social Security benefits that they receive. I have a bill in that would secure the trust fund where none of that money could be spent in the general revenues. So in many ways, though, the goal would be to get us out of this program that is a failure. It doesn't work and is going to bankrupt this country. That the only way you can do that is save enough money, tide the people over, let the young people get out. Because they're going to be paying all these years and they're not going to get anything. So ironically, I who defend the position that, you know, the federal government probably should have never been involved, I probably have the only program that would really help the elderly, because the way we're going now, the money's not going to be there. There's no way these cost of living increases are ever going to keep up with their benefits. They're never going to keep up with their cost of living. They're decreasing. I say my program has a better chance of helping them than any other one.
Governor Huckabee.
You know, it is amazing here, you know, as Ron Paul talks, the first thing that comes to mind here, quite honestly, in all of this, is how all these roads regarding the economic trouble we have in this country all lead back to the Federal Reserve and this fiat money system that we have, and the fact that these guys have been playing willy-nilly with the future of this country. And they've been allowed to. All of them crooks. All of them, you know, extortion artists. I mean, they created money panics. And now they've ran the rope out as far as they can possibly run it out, stopped publishing the M3, which gave the data about how many dollars were in circulation, did that on purpose, and started flooding the market with cash. and they're still doing it, which is causing the value of this dollar to go down. We've got no reports that they've stopped printing money. Last report we had was that the prices were running day and night. So you go off that and you realize, wait a minute, they're continuing to put more and more money in, which continues to drive the value of the dollar down, which causes the price of oil and items and other items to go up. The price of oil goes up, cost of gasoline goes up, which means the cost of food goes up. A gallon of milk is up almost a third from last year. From last summer, actually, rather. Almost a third. That's incredible. I mean, bread up 17%. And so on the things that people buy every day and use every day, the prices are astronomical. And they're continuing to rise. I walked in the store the other day and spent $100 at the grocery store, and I got nothing. I mean nothing. Nothing. I mean, I was amazed. It was just a few items. I'm going, whoa, get out of here. Just literally, it shocked the daylights out of me. That's all there was. I mean, it was just a crazy thing to experience and to sit and watch people finance their groceries. I mean, it's incredible. They're signing their life away to like 18, 19, 20% interest on their credit card for that week's groceries. No wonder we're falling farther and farther and further behind. And nobody is going to be able to weather the storm because, I mean, nobody's got anything saved. They've been saying now for years that the average family, the average couple, the average wage earner is like two paychecks away from disaster. Can you imagine that? Two paychecks away from a disaster financially. I mean, having to give up their home, their cars, everything they've worked for, all go bye-bye. And you can take it all back to the change in the economy where we went from a manufacturing base to a consumer base, driving wages down, driving jobs away, the wages going down because you've got more people competing for fewer jobs, unemployment in this country over 5%, probably 8 or 9% in reality, maybe 10%. Inflation, when you factor food and things in, is up nearly at hyperinflation rates. And this is not going anywhere. And to sit and say, well, we're going to be able to continue to fund Social Security. No, you can't. And quite honestly, hey, you know, if you're a wage earner and you're out there and you're working, trying to make a living, and you're sitting there being 30 or 40 years old, the last thing you want to do is keep pumping money down a hole knowing that you're ever going to see it. Social Security Administration sends out these dandy little letters a couple of times a year and says, hey, when you're 65, this is how much money you'll make a month. No, I won't. I won't make that. Most of the people listening to this broadcast aren't going to make that. Give me a freaking break. Yeah, it may say $1,500 a month on there, but it's going to take you $3,000 a month to live. So meanwhile, you're still sitting there without heat. You're still sitting out there without cool in the summer. And you're deciding, hey, is it wet cat food or dog food? Which is it? It's not going to be any different. It's the same old, same old, same old stuff. Year after year after year. And they've not fixed anything because they don't intend to fix anything. It's never been the plan to fix anything. It's the plan to sit and talk about it and to scare people and to make them think, oh, well, you're going to lose your benefits, or you're going to lose this, or you're going to lose that because Uncle Samuel's sugar daddy might not be able to afford it anymore. Meanwhile, we're going to go off and spend money we don't have, and we're going to go blow the hell out of the Middle East. How do you like that, Grandma? Don't mind the fact that we can't give you in the Social Security with all the money you paid in because you worked your butt off all your life and thinking that you would have something with Social Security that we promised you that you would. We can't even make the cost of living increases to keep up with inflation because we're blowing the hell out of Iraq. We're having such a fun time. Wish you were here. Now you've got more people coming back, and these soldiers are coming back. More and more of them are either physically disabled now because of the limbs they've lost, or some are even mentally disabled now and can't work because of what they saw. So you've got more and more people drawing a disability check from the military. Later, it's going to be from the Social Security Administration. And it goes on and on and on and on because we don't know when to stop. It just keep on running it out. Yeah, baby. This is going to go on and on and on. Hey, it's magical. We're not out of money. We'll make more. It's like the Ginsu knife commercial. Hey, if you order before midnight tonight, we'll throw in the bamboo steamer. But wait, if you order by 11:30, I mean, my gosh, this cannot keep going on. And this is where we're at. This is the point we've reached. That you can't keep running the rope out any further because there's no line left. The only thing you have left to do now to seal the deal is to jerk the rope back. And that's coming later on. Right about the time everybody thinks everything's going to be hunky-dory, it's going to come snapping back. They're going to contract the money supply and it all goes crumbling down. Got one more clip for you we're going to play on the other side. Ron Paul got the last word in the debate, and this is the last piece coming up here in just a couple of minutes on the Midnight Rider. Don't go anywhere.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
800-313-9443 if you want to join us on the program, 800-313-9443 here on the Midnight Rider. This is the final clip, and I think, and when we were looking earlier, they were cut up in parts, but I think there's one that has it all, and we'll try to snag the very first question for that was given to Ron Paul. Try to snag that over the next break. But here is clip number six. Before we get to that, though, in all of this, Catherine in the chat room was making a dandy point when it comes to toilet paper. You could get the big 12 rolls, you know, for like $6.50. Now it's $8.25, even like at the discount stores. And it's going up. Everything's going up. Cost of everything's going up, but wages aren't going up. Why? Well, because everybody's now working at McDonald's. Do you like fries out of order, ma'am? Come on around. Go look at a McDonald's. 10 years ago, a McDonald's had kids 18, 19 years old there, kind of like their first job, or kids working in high school working at McDonald's at night. You pull up to a McDonald's now, and you got 50-year-old people sitting there to work taking your order. You're going, what in the world? Some of these people college educated, many with management experience. And you're just shaking your head. And when you start talking with these people, you find out that, hey, they had a nice little career going. They had a nice life, nice house, all that, and company picked up, moved overseas. A lot better overseas, better to the bottom line, and these people got to boot out the door. All again because we have the government interfering in things. And not to mention the fact the government actually encouraged many of these big companies to go overseas. That's why when you hear this Henry Kissinger clip later on, you are just going to get sick. He doesn't mention one thing about being worried about his country, the United States, that he's supposed to be a citizen of. Instead, he's worried about globalization and what these financial crises might be doing to hinder that. I mean, it's enough to make you sick when you sit and listen to these people. Just they don't even hide it anymore. They just sit there and go on and on and on about how great it is. Globalization is like the best thing. It's almost as good as my lotion I use to extend my life. It drives you nuts. I mean, they don't even hide it. They're not even coy about it anymore. They're just arrogant. They're just out now just telling you what's coming, baby. Get ready. I mean, they've been posting their stuff out in the open for years because they knew nobody was watching it. Nobody was looking at it. But guess what, Heinz? There's a whole bunch of us starting to watch it now. And a whole bunch of us know what you and your ilk are up to. And we have a different plan in mind. And we're not going to give up until we see it through. All right, hour one is done. We'll come back, get one Ron Paul clip for you, then another one, and then I've got Heinz for you. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider right here on RBN.